Chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11 is where we're at. We're going to be back in Joshua as well, but hold your place or start in Hebrews 11 as we've been going through these great, wonderful events in Scripture. And I hope you have seen, I hope you have learned that there is so much more than just a simple story. The Bible is, we call them, and we do, maybe a little bit of a disservice to this thing, but we call them stories, great stories from the Bible, and they're really more than just stories. They're things that have changed lives, and they're true events that have taken place, and I don't want to miss that. This is one of those tonight that we'll spend some time with that we have, I think, through the years, we have seemed to trivialize somewhat of making it an event that, trivialize, maybe we've over glamorized in the fact that, we sometimes, I'm trying to be delicate here, there are times when we will place a less than perfect emphasis on the Scripture and the fact of we place sometimes these Bible events in the same category as fairy tales and that type of thing to where, oh, well, that, you know, that happened. And this is one of those events, and I want to do it right, want to do it biblically. And in Hebrews chapter 11, we dealt with Moses last week and his faith, the faith of his parents the week before that. And we went through and covered all of that. And we've come down to Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 30. And we, from here on out, there are several events and several people that the Bible speaks about. And we're about wrapped up with this and should be by the end of the year. But it goes a little quicker from here on out as it gives some just one-liners, if you will. But they are Bible events that we want to look at. But here are two verses, and we'll look at this tonight in verse number 30 and verse number 31. The Scripture says, "By faith the walls of Jericho fell down, and after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not when she received the spies with peace." And so those two verses right there, by faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not that when she had received the spies with peace. So when we come to this, and we're going to go back to Joshua here in just a moment, but as I was this and just trying to break down this event by faith, here is what I came up with. Faith first, action second, results yet to be seen. That is faith. Faith first, but remember, faith always requires an action. The action comes second, but the faith must come first. And we're waiting for, or we're longing for those results that are yet to be seen. And so that's the title for tonight. We'll pray, and then we'll go back to Joshua and look at this great event from Scripture. Let's pray. Father, we love you. I pray that you would give me some clarity here within my thoughts. May we focus in on what you'd have for us tonight. As we want to develop our faith life, we want to live our lives by faith that would be honoring and pleasing to you. But Father, we know in order to do that, we must act upon that faith that you have allowed us to have. And Father, as it is strengthened, as that faith is able to grow, as that faith is able to expand in our lives, Father, may it be so that as we see the results, as we talked about this morning, as we see the way you move and work in our lives, may we be thankful. And may we start just even now thinking of all of the things that you have done for us, that we've trusted you by faith, that we might start there in thanking you for that. And Father, I pray tonight as we look at this great event from your word that you've preserved for us, Father, may we draw from it. May we have and draw some conclusions that might affect our lives in a great way. Help us tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. I want you to go back to the book of Joshua, if you will, there. As Joshua is leading the children of Israel, he has they've crossed the Jordan River. They have come in. They've set up some altars. They've set up some things for the Lord. They are getting ready to go into the promised land to gain the inheritance that God has promised to them. And I want to remind you that it was by faith that they entered in here. And we see that through Joshua following the leadership of Moses and Aaron, of course we know that through their sin that they were not able to go into the promised land. If you'll recall when Moses went to God and said, "Can I please go?" God said, "No. Absolutely not. I've already told you that." And God said, "Don't ask me again," as a matter of fact. And as he went through that, and now he's leading Joshua to take this in, or to take the Israel into the promised land. When we come to Joshua chapter 6 is where we're going to be. The Bible is giving us this picture of Jericho. Jericho, a great walled city that God promised to give to Israel. Now I want to read several verses here as we kind of go through this, and then we'll make some comments as we see what's taking place here. But let's read together in Joshua chapter 6, in verse number 1. He says, "Now Joshua was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and to go round about the city once, and thus thou shalt do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times. And the priest shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat. And the people shall ascend up every one, or every man straight before him. And Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priest and said unto them, Take up the ark of the covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, Pass on, encompass the city. Let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. And it came to pass, when Joshua had spoken unto the people, that the 7 priests bearing trumpets of ram's horns passed on before the Lord, and blew with the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. And the armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpets. And the reward came after the ark, and the priest going on and blowing with the trumpets. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, Ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you shout. Then shall ye shout. So the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about it once. And then they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priest took up the ark of the Lord, and the 7 priests, bearing the 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord, went on continually and blew with the trumpets, and the armed men went before them, and the reward came after the ark of the Lord, and the priest going on and blowing with the trumpets. And the second day they compassed the city once and returned into the camp, and so they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they arose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the seventh time, when the priest blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, Shout! For the Lord hath given you the city. And the city shall be accursed, even it, and all that are therein, to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in her house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. As we stop there just for a moment, I want to make a few comments concerning the faith that was involved here. Now, at first glance, this faith really seems somewhat simple. And I do want to somewhat simplify this idea of our faith. And the reason that we can have great faith, the reason that our faith should be able to be increased, is because of the one who we have faith in. Now, here, the faith had to come first, though. Now, in Hebrews chapter 11, it tells us that it was by faith that the walls of Jericho fell. But I want you to see what is taking place here as the instructions are first given to Joshua. In these first 5 verses that we read, Jericho was shut up. The people were not going in. No one was going in. No one was coming out because they knew Israel was coming. They knew Israel was coming. Of course, they had been there before and spied out the land, and Rahab had hid them, and they wanted to know who they were, and now they're back, and they're if I could say it this way, they're bigger and badder than ever. In that, it's more than 12 of them. It's all of them. And so Jericho's a little nervous. And here they are, and they're no one's going in, no one's going out, and all they see is Israel there. What's going to happen? Well, God comes to Joshua as the leader here, and this is the first battle that they're going to engage in, if you will. And he says very simply, see, in verse number 2, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. God tells them straightly. He tells them straight up, this is what's going to happen. I have given you Jericho. Okay. How do we do that? Not only does he tell them that he's going to give them Jericho, he tells them how they're going to get Jericho. He says, shall come to the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once, thus thou shalt do 6 days. So we see the instructions, and again, this is familiar enough that everyone should know that the children of Israel, they're there. He puts them in place. He tells them exactly what should happen, exactly what they should do. And he says, you go around, you put the 7 priests there, the Ark of the Covenant, the men of war, you walk around 1 time for 6 days, and on the 7th day, you do it 7 times, you blow the horns, you do the things, the people will shout, and the walls will fall flat. God didn't leave anything out, did he? From what he told them to do, when he gave them the instructions on how they were to do it, and then he went ahead and told them what the results were going to be. Amen. Now it's up to them to exercise faith. It's up to them to put everything in place, and that's what Joshua does. So Joshua, as those instructions are given to him, now Joshua comes and he starts giving the instructions to the priests. He says, all right, here's the deal. Here's what God said. He said, we need 7 priests with 7 ram's horns, and we need the Ark of the Covenant. Get it ready, because here's what we're going to do. We're going to go around and get everybody ready. And then he gives the instructions to the people. And he went even a little farther, and I kind of was a little like, oh, wow. Because Joshua said, all right, here's what we're doing. God has called us. He said, we're going to shout on the 7th day. He says, but you're not going to make a peep until I tell you to. Can you imagine? Now, I don't know if this went for in the camp, just as they were walking around the city. My guess would be that it was just as they were walking around the city, they weren't to make a sound. And then when they went back to the camp each night, maybe they could talk. But can you imagine some of the people? They're walking around the city. I mean, you can't talk to one another, so all you're left is with yourself, right? Anybody talk to yourself? I do all the time. Okay. Good. I mean, very good. I'm just wondering if I'm in good company or not. But when I'm alone, I talk to myself. And I have thoughts and all of these things going through my head. And how many talk? This is really a good question. How many of you talk to yourself when you're with someone else, talking with someone else? Man, y'all are weird. Wow. We've got to focus. But we do that. And so here they are, they're walking around the city. And I've always wondered, as they were walking around the city, they knew what was going to take place, at least what God said would take place. But they hadn't seen it yet. There were no results until the end. We talk about, I just don't know if I have enough faith and in all of that. And God told them what was going to happen. How many of you have ever taken a job and you had no idea what your pay was going to be? Has anybody ever done that? A couple of you? Okay, very good. But most people, you want to know up front, right? I'm going to hire you for a job. I'm going to pay you either X number dollars an hour or X number of dollars per week. And you sit down and you say, okay, that's a fair trade, and I'm willing to do that. And so you go and you do the job. How many of you realize you're taking that job on faith? Right? Because you don't know until you get that check. You don't know until you get that result there. I mean, hey, this hasn't happened to me, but I've heard about it happening to people. People have come in and they say, hey, we didn't get enough money in this week. We don't have enough money for payroll. Wow. I mean, that would hurt. It hurt. Hurt sometimes. But we have that expectation based on faith. Now, some of you might put another week in, may put another 2 weeks in, but I'm just curious to know how many of you would work a couple of months for free? You have? Okay, so we have one, two. Based on faith, right? That eventually they're going to make up for it. Did it work? Did they make up for it? Somewhat. Did they make up for it? They did. So you worked, continued to work based upon who was giving the promise, right? Yeah. And continued to, and continued trusting. Now some would just say, man, this isn't worth it. I'm going out somewhere else. Somewhere's going to pay me. You see, that's why we can have great faith. God told them, you do this, this is what happens. You see, when we go through and we see the promises in the Word of God, we can count on them. There is not one promise where God has ever failed to come through with what He said He would do. There's not one promise in where God has said, hey, if you do this, I'll let you know what'll happen. No, God's always up front. When you do this, this is what happens. But it does require faith and an action on our part, does it not? Faith always requires an action. So these instructions have been given. The instructions were given to Joshua. Joshua then gave the instructions to the people, or to the priest. He gave them to the people. And then Joshua, the priest, and the people carried them out. And what happened? The walls fell flat. You say, can it really be that simple? Yeah. When it comes to God, when it comes to trusting in Him, when it comes to His promises, yes, it is that simple. I want to give you three lessons that we can learn from these events here. The first one, number one, we need some lessons in listening. L- lessons in listening. Miss Peggy already brought that up, so I'm going to pick on her. We just have to listen. Walk around one time for 6 days. That's what God said, right? Well, he said a little bit more than that. But I wonder if Joshua had just said, if God said, all right, I want you to get 7 priests with 7 horns, put them in the front, let them go around, get the Ark of the Covenant, and get the people, and walk around one time, 6 days, on the 7th day, 7 times, blow the horns, make a shout, all of that. Do you see Joshua coming up and said, hey y'all, just want to let you know, we got to walk around the city here, because God said so. All right, who's with me? All right, good, let's go. And then everybody just went. No. There were detailed instructions here that had to be listened to. You know, one of the reasons I think, and this is just my own supposition here, one of the reasons I think Joshua said, hey, y'all just be quiet. Because, one, we're talking 7 days here. And I think there's a tendency of people, a tendency of myself, is to question, what are we doing? How many of you are, I'm asking all kinds of questions tonight, but how many of you are natural? I mean, you have the ability to, I mean, you just without question, you follow the rules. One? Certainly we have more than one. One and a half. How many of you are somewhat like me, and you're like, well, that's a stupid rule? Really? All right, good. How many of you are kind of in between of you question the rule, but you follow the rule? Okay. Good. I mean, you think, man, why do I got to do that? So I think, my personal opinion here is Joshua said, hey, y'all just be quiet. Don't say a word, because this is really going to seem maybe pointless. We're going to walk around the city 6 times, 6 days. Every day we're going to get up, we're going to put everybody in line, we're going to walk around the city. Why? Well, because God said so. Why? To this day, I don't know. I mean, why did it have to be 6 days? Why not 5 days? Why not on the first day, 1 time, and on the second day, 2 times, and on the third day, 3 times, and 4 times, and 5 times, 5, 6, 7, and then 7 times, you walk around 7 times. Why that way? I don't know. It doesn't matter, but that's what God said. You see, it doesn't matter sometimes in the why. What matters is God said to do this, and so therefore, this is what I'm going to do. Plain and simple. This is what God said. And faith requires listening to what God said. It has to. So as we see this, Joshua says, hey, this is the way it's going to be because this is the way God said it. Get it in order, get it in line, and let's do it. So if faith is about listening, faith is also, secondly, about submitting. Because again, faith always requires an action. I'm either going to do what God says or I'm not going to do what God says. Which one is it? What am I going to do? I'm either going to do it or I'm not going to do it. So we have to have this thing of submitting. So we come through. Joshua says, all right, here we go. We're up to Jericho. It's time to go. God comes to Joshua. He says, here's the deal. City's yours. All your mighty men of valor in there, they're done. The king, he's yours. The city, all of that. Compass the city, 6 days. 7 priests before the ark, 7 trumpets of ram's horns. 7th day, 7 times, priests shall blow the trumpets. Everybody makes a shout. The walls of the city shall fall flat. Get it done. Yes, sir. So he goes, and now he's got to get these people ready. So he gets the priest. Get you some ram's horns. and he sets everything in place. But notice this, in this process of faith, everyone had to do what they were told. There wasn't an option to not. And this wasn't a, if you want to, we'll just go in, we'll get it done. No, 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 no. If we had time, we could go in and we could see the results of doing things your own way. I mean, if we just went a little further into the book of Joshua and we went into the city of Ai, there's results of doing it our way too. And they don't end well. But when we do it God's way and we submit to what God wants, hey, can I just tell you, there is great success. I want to live a successful Christian life. Well, in order to do that, I've got to listen to what God says and I must submit to what God wants. That is my action. And in that, hey, we can be successful. It is in the book of Joshua where the word success is used. It's the only place within Scripture that the Bible uses it. Go back, if you will. Let's just look at that real quickly before we move on. Verse number 8 of chapter 1. Check this out. See for yourself. Starting in verse 6, he says, "Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Only place it's used, it's right here in Joshua. I mean, if we were to take a poll and say, hey, how many of you want to be successful? I've not met anyone that says, I don't want to be successful. Now look, let me clarify this statement. Being successful is not having great riches. Amen? That is not what success or how I would define success. That may be how the world defines success. But success is truly finding God's will, following God's will, and finishing God's will for your life. Doing it His way. You see, I mean, notice what he says. The book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Why? Because we need to know what God says. We need to listen to what God says, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. So here I have the book that God's given, so now it's time for me to listen. So we see this transitioning thing here. We listen and then we do. And when we do that, when we listen and when we submit to do what God wants us to do, success. The children of Israel put everything in place. Joshua said, here we go. Here's the priest, 7 of them. Not 8, but 7. Ark of the Covenant, men of war, everyone else, let's go. And hush while you go. Because it's real hard to listen if we're talking. Amen? Let's just clarify that there. And they go. And they do. On the 7th day, they get up early. That kind of indicates Jericho was probably a bigger city. It's going to take them all day to walk 7 times. So here they go. No one's talking. 7 times. Get to the end. Blow the trumpets. Trumpets are blowing. All right. Now, and I don't know, Brother Don, he may have done it like a choir director. Joshua up. All right, everybody, go. And they shout. I don't know if he did it that way or not, but he gave the signal. Everybody shouted. The those walls fell flat. I don't know that there was any, I don't know this, I can't speak authoritatively on this, but flat means flat, does it not? I don't think they had much rubble to cross over. If dry ground in the Red Sea means dry ground, flat means flat. There wasn't rubble to climb over, they just walked straight on through. Flat! He flattened it. You say, how'd that happen? Really? How'd the Red Sea happen? We're talking about God here. He flattened it, and they went across. Oh, and Joshua said, hey. He said, hey, there's a woman here. Her name's Rahab. She doesn't die. And anyone that's with her in her house, they don't die. Bring them out. Go there first. You see that here, Joshua 6. Go look at it real quickly. He says to him that she hid in verse number 17, and then go in verse 22. He said, but Joshua had said unto the two men that had spied out the country, go into the harlot's house and bring out thence the woman and all that she hath, as ye swear unto her. And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father and her mother and her brethren and all that she had. And they brought out all her kindred and left them without the camp of Israel. Hold on a second. How long had it been since they spied out the land? 40 years? There's Rahab for 40 years. Her faith for 40 years. She knew they were coming back, evidently. We'll be back. God's promised us this land. And she hid the spies. Maybe she didn't know they were coming back. I have no idea. But all I know is they got a knock on her door. She got a knock on her door. And you know she heard the walls fall. I mean, something had to happen. They knew Israel was there. But it says, by faith, she was spared. You know what that means? It tells me in Hebrews 11, she knew something was happening. By faith, Rahab the harlot. Isn't it amazing? I mean, can I just throw this in here too? Our testimonies are important. Our testimonies are important. Here we are 4,000 years later and she's still Rahab the harlot. Except when you look in the book of Matthew. You see Rahab here? She got in by faith. By faith. She got in. She stuck with Israel, by the way. You could see her life going through. There she was. When you read Matthew chapter 1, you sit down. We're getting into that Christmas season. I mentioned it this morning. It'd be a good place to go, Matthew chapter 1. You'll find Rahab there. Oh, yeah. By faith. How'd that happen? Success comes when we listen to God and when we do what He says. We've got to get past our own nature of, oh, that's stupid. And here's what we do. Here's even what our culture does, our church culture. Is we say, oh, well, that's not really a sin. And we try to justify what we think based upon what we want to do because, oh, well, that's stupid. I mean, really? No wonder we don't have a lot of successful Christians. Because somewhere along the line, while we may have listened, but we stopped submitting, and I would dare say that we probably stopped listening long before we stopped submitting. And we're filled with unsuccess because we won't do it God's way. And then, and here's the crazy thing, we don't want to do it God's way, but then, when it doesn't turn out well, we want to blame God. Well, why? Why'd that happen? We didn't do it His way. There's not even a need to question at that point. We just didn't do it His way. There's some lessons here we need to learn. We've got to do it God's way. By faith, we can trust Him. By faith, we can submit to Him. Faith first, action second, results to come. And when God says these are the results, when we do it His way, you know what it is? It's what you're going to get. If you get different results, let me say this and I'll close. If you get different results somewhere, at some point, you failed in the faith department. Not God. Somewhere along the line, we didn't do it God's way. And I can testify from my own life many, many times when things didn't go the way they were supposed to. If I take it back and I trace it back, I have to say, yep. I may not know exactly when it was. I may not know exactly the time, the place, and all of those things, but I can say, yeah, it was my faith that caused my action not to follow what God wants. Every time. Every time. It's not that I had little faith, it's that my action didn't follow. See, but we can have great faith. And that great faith, why? Because God promised it. It's that simple. Faith is truly that simple. Instructions given, instructions followed, results are exactly what God says. He never changes it. We can trust in Him. Those walls can be flattened. You say, well, it might take a long time. Yeah, it might take a long time. That's okay. Do it God's way. I'm telling you, it's worth it. It is worth it to do it God's way. Let's pray together, shall we? Our Heavenly Father, as we come to You tonight, God, we want to come by faith. God, that our actions may be submissive to You. God, there's been plenty of times in my life that I've sat back and said, well, I don't agree with that. There's been times where I've said about Your word, I don't even like that. I'll do it my way. To no avail. To no success. But Father, I need to learn to trust You by faith. May I listen to You intently. May I submit to You, to what You would have me to do. Father, that I might find the success that Your word speaks about. Not in a worldly way. Not in a financial way, but Father, in a way that's pleasing to You. God, may we know as a people, as a church, that biblical success is the only success we need. May we follow You. May we listen. Help us tonight. In Jesus' name I ask. Amen. As you stand to your feet tonight, softly and tenderly, as the piano plays,